You are listening to the audio production of Woven, Understanding the Bible as One Seamless Story by Angie Smith, published by B&H Publishing Group and read by yours truly, Angie Smith. For Jen, who decided to follow Jesus and taught me more than I will ever be able to teach anyone else. Jay, you're everything your big sister wants to be, and I love you more than you'll ever know. The Bible. Holy Bible. All those pages, such thin, thin pages. For many of the years of my life, that's kind of all the Bible seemed to be to me, and to be honest, I didn't give it a ton of thought for the majority of that time. I wasn't raised in a Christian home, and I never had a desire to learn more about Scripture. I knew enough to know the Bible was important, of course. Knew it was certainly important to all those grandmas and good girls and other Jesus people who carried it with them so faithfully to church every week. I have vivid memories of the sweet family who took me to church with them for several Sundays. I remember the pews and the holy silence there. It was intriguing to me because I did feel something I couldn't quite put into words. I think there are a million ways a person can feel a tug toward faith and not really know what to do with it. I also went because I loved the smell of leather in their Volvo and the sound of Bach blasting around me. But I could never understand those crisp, crinkly Bible pages. They taunted me. Taunting tissue. That's what the Bible felt like. And I hated that, because I'm a pretty bright person. I tend to pick up on things fairly quickly, can usually get my mind wrapped around stuff, even complicated stuff, if I'm curious enough about it and committed enough to figuring it out. But the Bible was different. I couldn't make any sense of it, even after I really wanted to make sense of it. It was frustrating. What I found out in the years since, however, is that, here, I'll whisper it to you. We all kind of feel that way, don't we? You said no. I'm going to go ahead and ask you to look for something else to read, because I don't think you're being honest with me. We all struggle to understand the Bible. You know we do. That's because the Bible is unlike any other book in the world. Part of the reason for this, and we wouldn't know it simply by looking at it, is the Bible is not just a book. It's a library of books. It's made up of historical accounts and spiritual instruction and handwritten letters and just some outright beautiful writing, prophecy, poetry, praise songs, personal conversations. Each book of the Bible gives us deeper, additional insights into what God was saying or doing with his people during specific points along the timeline. And while a lot of it does read like a continuously running narrative, with page after page of an ongoing story arc that you can track and trace and follow along with, other parts of it are there for different reasons than that. Some of the books, for instance, like Ruth and Esther, break off to tell a single isolated story. Others, like the books of the Old Testament prophecy or the letters of Paul, sort of telescope outward from parts of the story that are told elsewhere. Side note to you, if you've never heard of Ruth or the Old Testament or Paul or anything else you just read, I am so excited you're here. You're going to look back to this page when you're done and say with a laugh, who doesn't know the background story of Paul? And why it's such a spectacular example of the gospel. Promise. One particular book, in fact, the book of Job, which appears near the middle of the Bible, dates all the way back toward the beginning, more like where Genesis is. Yep, you read that correctly. So I may as well break the news to you now in case you need some time to process it. The books of the Bible are not entirely in order. I know. It complicates things. When you're reading, you can't always assume the next book is automatically the next thing that happened chronologically. Sometimes yes, sometimes no. Why? Because the people who organized the Bible books were a lot like you and me when we shuffle the furniture around in our house. The pieces that matter are all there, but we sometimes reorder things based on what we need in that season. The order of the books as we have them today served a certain purpose during key moments in history. And even though the arrangement may seem confusing to us in certain places, they still do something amazing when they're all put together. This is just one example of the surprises you'll find with your Bible. We are going to uncover all kinds of things like this as we go along. The reason I mention it up front here is only because if you've ever felt as overwhelmed as I did when I first tried piecing the Bible together, don't. Who is up to the task of reading a 66-volume set of anything, and keeping up with all the information, all the characters' lives, getting all the details down right, and synthesizing it perfectly without any help. And yet, even as a collection of more than 5 dozen books featuring various types of literature,
Sample complete. Ready to continue?